Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step? Get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's toolbox to 800-454-1184.
More than half of all Americans turning 65 today will develop a disability that's serious enough to require long-term care, which could potentially be a big, big expense that impacts you. So we want to help you prepare for this, and that's what we're going to be talking about today on our show. Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial are right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he has been helping people have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. He's a certified financial planner, and it's his goal to help 1,001 people retire by 2031. Here's the phone number that we want you to use for our show today, 800-454-1184. You may call or text this number, 800-454-1184. If you text the number, text the word toolbox, you'll get Eric's book, Blueprint to Worryless Wealth, plus some other educational materials. Just text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, and find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Yeah, hey, Luann. It's a good topic to be talking about, in terms of long-term care.
Yep.
It's one of those things that really none of us want to ever talk about.
No.
So it's also a tough one because it's something that I think is probably the number one planning process is the ostrich plan. Stick your head in the sand and just don't do anything. And that's not the right plan at all.
No, it is not. So over half of Americans 65 and older have some type of a serious illness. 80% of adults who are getting long-term care at home, they're relying on their family and their friends. I know people who have done that as well. I have, friends, acquaintances who have quit work to take care of their parents. And that's the other thing. About 90% of family caregivers are having to quit work and switching maybe to part-time. And that's in the stats, too. Around 40% of caregivers had to switch from working full-time to part-time. So your reaction to all of this?
Yeah, well, it's pretty good evidence that people, don't really have a plan, right? I had somebody worked with years ago, and she was an office machine kind of salesperson, right? Doing the fancy copiers and all that type of stuff. And I'm pretty sure she was 100% commission, or maybe she had a little bit of a base, but not much. And, one of her parents got sick, then the other one got sick, and they didn't want to, have to go in any facility. So they had round the clock caregivers, but she had to also keep going in there. Well, she didn't have any time to do any sales. She's single. And, she was in her late 50s at the time, and she was using up all of her time and not making any money pretty much to help them. And they were burning through their assets at the same time. And when they finally passed away, she did not inherit much money, or anything, because they'd spent most of the assets. And then she was several years older and with no money because she hadn't been working and putting money away for retirement. So, it kind of hurt both generations. And so that's one of the things that you have to really watch for, is you need to have some sort of plan for this.
For so many of us, we don't really know how to address long-term care. So let's go over questions that you can tell us we need to be thinking about right now.
I think most people kind of know what's the issue, right? At some point, they may not be able to physically do everything they can today. There's this fancy term called activities of daily living. And once you can't do two of those six activities of daily living, you're going to need some sort of care. And there's really only three ways to do it. One is, you self-insure, which is what most people are doing. They have no plan. they might be intentionally self-insuring, but typically, nope, they're just self-insuring by default, which means you're using up your own assets. And, the other one is you can buy the traditional long-term care insurance. But the problem with that is, oh my gosh, there used to be a bunch of companies that said we've never had a rate increase. Now they've all had monster rate increases. probably the biggest one I've seen was 267% over three years.
Good grief.
Tripling your, you know, and of course, when do you get that rate increase? When you're in your late 70s or 80s and you're more likely to need the care. So you can't really do much about it. The third type is either annuities or life insurance that are specially designed that give you extra benefits. These I like because of the insurance company can't do anything to you. Once you have one of these, all the benefits are set in stone. Mm-hmm. They can't go around and mess around with anything or change any of the requirements and ask for extra money or, you know, anything like that. And, you know, and that's to me one of the biggest issues is, those, you know, you need to have some help. And the scariest part is really the case where, say it's a couple just starts retirement, one of them gets ill all of a sudden, burns through, right now it's about $100,000 a year. It's mm-hmm. it's about $9,000, $10,000 a month. And if they burn through that money, you know, for 3, 4, 5 years, that other spouse, the healthy spouse, after the one that's ill passes away, could live another 20 years, but with maybe $500,000 less in savings. Mm-hmm. That is going to massively change their entire, you know, course of their retirement. So, you know, again, this is something where you want to have some details. You want to have some information on it. And, you know, one of the things we did set up here is a digital toolbox that has a lot of great data. Will your money last as long as you? Are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? But also it has a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, which has a section on the long-term care issues. And if you want to set a time to meet. So all you have to do to get that whole access to that digital toolbox is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is something that Eric and his team have worked so hard for you on. And so this is something he's offering to you complimentary. Make sure you take advantage of this. We tell you about it, but make sure you put this number in your phone and take action, because that's why Eric and his team are here to guide you about retirement. This is Wealth Creator Radio. That number again, 800-454-1184. Text the word toolbox. We're making it that simple for you. And then remember, check them out online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. All right. So Eric, you know, we talk about long-term care and high cost of health care in retirement. Walk us through how that fits into your retirement income strategy.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's like I said before, if one person gets ill and the other one lasts 20 years longer, I mean, yeah, that's going to massively affect that care, right? So we do have to have that built in. You know, you just have to have normal healthcare costs too, right? Just the, mm-hmm. not just the premiums, but I mean, dental insurance. I mean, I've had clients that, you know, the dental insurance is so bad in retirement. I have one client that said, you know, when I die, you better have these teeth on display to her kids, because, you know, she had $28,000 in her mouth. And, you know, and so, you know, so yeah, you have to, you know, account for the healthcare costs, but especially for the long-term care costs, you know, how are you going to do it? Are you going to spend down all your assets? That's can be fine if you're single, but if you're married, it's really tough to do. And so then you have to plan out, you know, how's that drawdown going to affect your overall situation? You know, and are you going to have some other money to still be able to be retired, still be able to enjoy life and do things, right? I mean, obviously it's a huge difference if something happens in your 60s or 70s versus your 80s or 90s. Right? So, So having some sort of protection for at least part of it, you don't have to insure all of it. You know, you still get Social Security, you still have some money coming in the door, even if you're, you know, ill. But, you know, at right now, about $9,000 to $10,000 a month in costs, yeah, you need to have, you need to have something there, right? And, you know, we can't prevent bad things from happening, but yeah, you can have a plan, right? And that's, to me, that's the biggest thing is we all have a plan. It's either self-insure, traditional long-term care insurance, which is going up like crazy, or some of these alternative asset types of insurance products. And those are my favorite to do, having something in there just to protect you. So, you know, again, if you want a little bit more information and you want to get details on that, you can set a time or just look at our entire digital toolbox at the Wealth Creator Toolbox by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Get your plan in place now with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, here with Eric Heckman. And, you know, it's easy to make assumptions about what goes into a legacy plan. But Eric is going to make it clear for us today as we dive into the basics of creating a lasting legacy for your family. Eric, what are some of the big basic questions that we need to ask ourselves on this topic?
Yeah, well, I mean, anytime, of course, you're leaving legacy, there's all these financial assets. But, you know, sometimes it's also good just to have some stuff about, you know, what values you have, what things are important to your family. So, I mean, probably the biggest ones would be just for the documentation. Where is it, right?
Yeah.
Does anybody know where it is and how to find it? So ideally, you've got if you've property, you usually want to have a trust because you can't put a beneficiary on a house or any sort of property. So, you know, if you don't have a house, then, you know, you could probably get away with titling things right if you have all your accounts done correctly and do a will. But you do want to make sure that whatever documentation you have, it's not just like locked up or, you know, sitting someplace. I remember when I was in college, I worked at a bank, and this guy comes in, and his sister had passed away, and he shows me these three safe deposit box keys, and he's like, "Is any of these look like your branch, and or your bank?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, that one does." And sure enough, she did have a box there. And the worst part was, legally, we couldn't give him the contents. We could, if there's a will, we were able to copy it. And she had named her dad as the executor. She died in her 70s. Needless to say, the dad was already gone. So, and he was from Minnesota, so he had to like fly back out again.
All this headache
and hassle just because the things weren't up to date, or, you know, and then also having it locked up. I mean, just having it locked up was hard enough. So,
yeah.
So don't lock up stuff that's important like that, because people need to be able to find it, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That reminds me, when you say, you know, be able to get to the things. So like, I had this detailed list of my daughter and the day of her wedding, what needed to be done. It got left like in the storage room. So my sisters, everybody helping. Yeah, they didn't know what they were doing. Yeah, you got to have that ready to go. And tell us how you talk to your clients about legacy planning as part of their overall retirement plan. That's part of your blueprint plan that you guys create for retirees.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, I mean, obviously this stuff has to get, you know, it's either handled well or it's handled awfully, right? So, you do want to make sure that you have it all somewhat dialed in here. And I think the biggest problem is, like, lots of times people get a trust, and most attorneys are pretty good about putting the house in the trust, but I'll meet with the people and they'll have brokerage accounts, large savings accounts, you know, other types of accounts that are in joint name, individual name, you know, all sorts of bad titled accounts, which should all be in the trust. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so that's one of those things where, yeah, you need to make sure that money is in the right spots. So that's one of the things that you want to, you know, verify. And so that's one big thing that we do, is just help clean up the kind of mess, if you want to call it that. But, you know, but then also there's other, I find some of the craziest, weirdest things, you know, are simple things. We've shared this on the show before, but, you know, I had one client, it was kind of a neat situation where we actually had four generations at one point. And, and when she passed away, one teenage daughter got in there and took some of grandma's shoes.
Oh, God.
And then the other sibling was mad because she has a teenage daughter. And now, grandma was my client for a long time. She did not have fancy footwear or anything. So, but the fact that they were fighting over grandma's old shoes, you know, just seemed like a weird thing. And, you know, but there's also other stuff that's, you know, maybe somebody was a quilter or painter or, you know, some sort of art type stuff. And somebody, it may not be, you know, high-end gallery kind of art, right? But, you know, it's sentimental and it's meaningful for your family. So, you know, who gets that? Well, actually, this came from one of my clients. His wife had passed away, but did a lot of quilting. And so he asked people, friends and stuff, who'd want any of those down the road. And so he actually took pictures of them, printed the picture, and then wrote on there, this goes to this person, and put it in with his trust. So no question about it. It's not, oh, well, no, she meant that quilt. No, it's no, there's a picture of it.
Right.
Right. So, so you can't say this wasn't mine or this wasn't yours. And, you know, so, I mean, I think that's a good way to handle some of those things. And then also you want to figure out, like, with the house, if, does that person really want your house? You know, as they're older, they may not want to live in that house because they've built a life someplace else. Right.
Right.
So, so if you're leaving, you know, one kid the house and one kid the other assets, well, does that make sense? I mean, lots of times it's better to split it down the middle, but maybe there is one kid who really needs a house and, you know, and that one should go to them. So talking to your kids about these things beforehand, especially is a good way to go. Or, you know, also if you don't have any children, right, you need to have somebody who's going to be able to handle your estate and deal with it. And I have a client who was committed to helping to, you know, a spouse of his good longtime friend, coworker, and he spent over a year and a half settling her estate. I mean, it was, and it was well done. I mean, she had it organized, but it just a lot of work. So, you know, having somebody like that, you got to have, got to talk about this. And I think it's probably the biggest problem is people don't talk about those things. So, yeah, I mean, one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial, like you said, is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we look at obviously your income plan. Do you have enough money to last for the rest of your life? Then how those investments going to create that income? Look at the taxes along the way. Those three are super critical. And then, of course, the healthcare issues, you know, before 65, after 65. And then, you know, the last section, of course, is legacy. You know, who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? So, you know, if you want to find out about that or any more topics, we've got a lot of great stuff that you can download, real quick reports and things to read, and even a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, all at our digital toolbox. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric, let's talk about the benefits of having a strategic legacy plan, please.
Yeah, well, especially if you're, you know, if you've got tax liabilities, which, you know, right now for most people, they don't have over the $13 million exemption, but it will be dropping in the future to around seven. And so, you know, that's one of the things where if you do have that estate tax issue, you really need to be doing some advanced planning to make sure that you leave a little bit more for your family, a little bit less to the government, right? So, the other one would be just avoiding the conflicts is I think the biggest thing. I mean, the sentimental ones I find are the ones that are, you know, often the worst. You know, also just putting in provisions. Years ago, I had a situation where one of my clients was had three other siblings, so a family of, you know, four kids, right? Mm-hmm. And when mom and dad died, the house was worth $800,000. So pretty easy math, right? They sell it, they all get $200,000.
Yeah.
But one of the kids was living there at the time when mom and dad passed away. And then another one was just getting a divorce and said, oh, hey, can I move in with you?
Oh.
So now we've got half of the kids living in the house. The other half want their money.
Right.
And only the one who's getting divorced could afford to buy out the other ones without, you know, without selling it. But he couldn't get a new loan until his divorce is final.
Oh, good.
It took about a year and a half before they finally, you know, he was finally able to refinance, you know, pay them back their money. And, you know, that's a year and a half of, I was supposed to get this money. I was supposed to, you know,
right.
So,
yes.
So it does not build goodwill. It does not, you know, it just is a little ugly, right? All around and such. So, you know, these are conflicts that could be avoided if you just talk about these things ahead of time and really kind of come up with a plan. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is making sure you know, really everybody's on board. And so just telling your kids, hey, this is what we're planning. Let us know if you, you know, have any changes or something like that. If there is something sentimental, you know, something that you really want, tell us what it is. And then, like I said, do like my other client did, take a picture of it, put it in the trust, you know, make sure it's documented. And, you know, then there's no debate on who gets what or, you know, all those kind of things. I mean, it's always awkward, right? Nobody ever wants to talk about when you're gone, but it's going to happen to us all, right? So, you know, if you ignore it, oof, right? It could be just ugly. And then you can end up having families that literally don't ever talk to each other.
I know, and stuff.
And I've had that just so many times. And lots of times it's actually not even the family members. Lots of times it's the spouse of the family member that actually gets in there and says, hey, well, you're, you know, it's your right to get this money and all blah, blah, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So yeah, it may not even be, you know, somebody you're technically related to, but somebody who got married into the family. Right. So yeah. So definitely take care of this. And again, if you want some more information, you want some great stuff to get and access to my book, if you want to set up a time to talk, all of that's in our digital toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Up next, some of the top legacy planning mistakes that you want to try to avoid when Wealth Creator Radio continues right after this.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and we're talking about the importance of creating a legacy plan for your retirement and for your family. Eric, what are some of the basic documents we might need to consider for an estate plan?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a couple of things. Obviously, the will is what most people talk about, and lots of times people don't really understand what a will is. So a will tells the courts what you want to have happen. So the biggest problem with that is you're in court, right? Right. Somebody's going to court. Anybody here like to go to court? Raise their hand right now. Just kidding. No, none of us want to go to court because there's court fees, there's court costs, attorney fees. There's all these probate fees that are, guess what, written into law by lawyers. You know, and so that's one of the things that you ideally want to avoid is having to go to court. So having stuff titled better is often the ideal way to go. So if you, you know, if you have stuff like IRAs, 401ks, life insurance, annuities, all those things have beneficiary designations. Those all skip probate. They all skip a will because it says whatever, whoever gets that, whoever's name there, which also means if you got an ex-spouse or something like that, you want to make sure they're up to date, right? So that's one of the things that you want to definitely, you know, watch out for there. There are things like in terms of bank accounts, you can put a thing called payable on death, POD. If it's a brokerage account, you can do a thing called a transfer on death or TOD. These are both ways to kind of make sure things go to somebody without having to go through the court system, which is a lot nicer. But if you do have a house, you really need to have a trust. And a trust also will allow a little bit more things like, you know, do you want your 18-year-old kid or you want your kid when they turn 18, I should say, to all of a sudden have all your money? A lot of 18-year-olds don't make the best financial decisions, right? So that's one of the things where, you know, a trust can say they get so much for education, they get so much at 25, 30, you know, so forth. So if you wanted to have a little bit more control and protect themselves from themselves, then that's one way to do that too. But trust really is the biggest thing is for, you know, real estate. It's the only way to put a beneficiary designation on real estate. The other big ones would be, there's two types of durable powers of attorney. So durable means it doesn't kick in until something happens, like, you know, you can't, you know, make decisions for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so one of them is for medical. So that's those fun things like, do they pull the plug? Do you mm-hmm. donate organs? You know, all that fun junk that nobody wants to talk about. But that one, most doctors or even health plans nowadays will let you do those online and even have them on file. But the other one that people miss is a durable power of attorney for financial management. And so that's like, say you're over 73 and you're having to take required minimum distributions out of your IRA, but all of a sudden you're not able to make financial decisions for yourself. Who's allowed to take money out of your individual retirement account? You know, it's not your spouse because it's an individual account. So, you know, if you have a durable power of attorney for financial management that says, okay, this is the person who can help you, you know, get all this stuff done. You know, at some point there's also, you know, you may just need a full power of attorney, which, you know, I've had some people do that while they're still there, you know, mentally, the, you know, they're maybe they know they're declining or something and they want to have an adult child just take over, and you can give somebody a power of attorney, which is a little scary because that means that person can do anything they want with it, with your money.
Right,
so do that carefully. But yeah, so these are some of the documents that you definitely need to have, you know, somewhere saved up and then someplace also accessible to the people who are going to need them.
Yeah, make sure you tell people where they are, right?
Yeah, like whoever you're naming in that directive, is, they should have a copy of it.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about some of the missteps we need to try to avoid with our legacy plan, Eric.
Well, I mean, obviously not having the paperwork can be a mess. I mean, my aunt, she had done a really great job. She had a trust. She had everything set up. You know, her and my uncle had met at GE, and they both worked there a long time. Well, turned out they were buying stock on, you know, through their paycheck, and he put all his, this is a little ways back, but you know, used to be able to get the actual certificates, the actual shares. He put them all in a desk drawer.
Uh-oh.
So after he passed away, all of a sudden she finds a lot of shares of GE, which was nice, but they're all in a desk drawer. Half of them were before they got married, so they were named to his brother who had also died already.
Oh, no.
And so not only did they have to open up a probate estate for that, they had to prove that the brother died, then they had to prove that it should go to her.
Oh, my.
And then by the time we got it out of there, GE had dropped a ton. It was right when GE was going through some really rough times. So it took her 9 months just to cash in these shares, you know, and they'd been married at the time for 25 years.
Yeah.
They had a trust, but a trust, I always tell people, a trust is like a funnel. Everything that goes in goes out the right way, but if things don't go in the funnel, they don't go. Yeah, nothing. Yeah. So, so it was a really big waste of first of all, money. She had to pay an attorney a lot, and she actually had somebody from her church that gave her a reduced cost, but still it was still a lot of money, a lot of time, and you know, and just a lot of wasted effort just because of one little thing where, hey, if you just thrown that into a joint brokerage account, or I mean named in their trust, no problem. But yeah, so all these little mess ups, you know, so having all the titling is a big one. Like we said before, already making sure all that sentimental stuff is laid out. Cause again, that's the stuff that really gets people, you know, I think almost worse. And then, just making sure you have it organized and you have somebody who's going to be able to help take care of it too, because of, you know, what happens lots of times is if somebody doesn't have that, then, you know, they're not going to have, know what to do with this money, what should I do? What shouldn't I do? And what did you want to do with this money? And, you know, who's supposed to get it? Because especially if you have no heirs, it's anybody in the world can go complain about it and try to get it. So, you know, again, that's one of the reasons why we're here. We're here to help people out. So, yeah, if you want to get any of our tools in our toolbox, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. You can get a copy of my book, set up a time to talk. Again, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I am Lou Ann Fulmer. Good talk today on leaving a lasting legacy for your family. What are some ways we can start creating that plan, Eric?
Yeah, well, the easiest thing is just, start meeting with somebody. You can either go online, there's some places to go nowadays, or just talk with an estate planning attorney. But then again, the biggest pet peeve I always have with most documentation type people, attorneys, right, is they're not going to help you get all the stuff organized. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a one and done. It's you now have to change titles on stuff and go through it. So it's not, you know, horrifically hard, but it is something
time consuming.
Yeah. It's going to take something, you know, take a couple months maybe to get it all wrapped up. But once you have the documents, then okay, make sure you go along and finish the job. Cause a lot of times people think, oh, I signed it. Okay. We're all good. Yeah. Nope. not yet.
And then how often should we go back and review all our legal documents to make sure everything is up to date, like you were saying?
Yeah. Usually, I mean, for most people, like if you get a trust, only about every 5 or 10 years do you really need to update it. I mean, there's some stuff like, yeah, I mean, if you have a grandchild or, you know, something like that, that they're usually named in there is, you know, it's got language in there that does cover them. But if you want to, you know, mention them specifically, or obviously if somebody's changing who the trustee is, I do like to have people redo it after their kids get over 18 and such. And, you know, that way they don't have a guardian named anymore. And, you know, you can maybe change if they're good with money, maybe let them have the money faster. You know, if you're trusted, they get it slower and such. So there's a few times of family situations. The other one would be if there's a huge tax law change, and there was one in 2010. So anybody before 2010 really should get a new one, because they did change a lot of the actual terms that they use for state taxes and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's not something you have to do every so often. So every 5 to 10 years, so just get it done once and you're going to be so much happier. You know, and again, if you want to get a little bit more information, talk to me about this or any other financial questions. All you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And still more to come with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step? Get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word TOOLBOX to 800-454-1184. That's TOOLBOX to 800-454-1184.
I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, who is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So we've come to the time, which I know, Eric, you love, I love. This is when we dig into our Wealth Creator mailbag, and I pull questions out from retirees. So you ready to get going?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. First question is from JD. And he says, I can't shake some of my feelings of dread about the future. I'm worried about getting sick or too old to take care of myself. And I just don't know if we have enough money to pay for big medical bills when we're old. It actually keeps me up at night. What should we think about doing?
Let's see. Work out more and eat healthy. No.
Do anything you can to stay healthy.
Right. Obviously, you do want to plan for big medical costs. And that's getting to be a larger and larger issue for sure. So there are some options that you can do. Yeah, there's, obviously once you hit 65, you can get a Medicare and Medicare supplement. You know, that's going to cover for most of the normal costs, but obviously stuff for long-term care, things like that, they don't cover it all. So, you know, that's when you could be using some other assets. I'm not a big fan of traditional long-term care insurance just because it's gone up so much on people. Mm. And so there are some great alternatives. There's, there's one annuity that, you know, you put $100,000 in and it can triple for long-term care benefits. You know, that's pretty simple, easy way to go. There's some other specially designed life insurance things where you just dump money in one time. You don't have to keep making payments. And it's classified as life insurance, so they can't raise your rates, but it gives you a ton of long-term care benefits. So there are options out there. It's just more of a matter of just getting educated on them, getting that data, then really making, you know, some sort of informed decision, you know. But once you know that's out there and once you know what's going on, it definitely will lower down that worry. And of course, my whole process is about worrying less. So
yeah,
that's why we do that. So.
So one thing that you can do, let me just throw out this phone number, 800-454-1184. You can just text the word visit. If you want to go in, you have your own question, or if you have a question about, you know, covering your medical needs in retirement, my goodness, they would love to visit with you. So just text the word visit to 800-454-1184 and get on their calendar, because it's complimentary to go in and see them. All right, here's another question for us. This is from Jolene, and she says, I can't keep up with what's going on with required minimum distributions. When do we have to take those?
Yeah, that I don't know why the government wanted to try to mess with 70-year-olds and make it really confusing. Not the greatest population to try to, you know, confuse. But yeah, it's changed a whole bunch. So instead of saying the old numbers, I'll just say ignore all the old numbers you remember and let's just think of the new ones. So the new ones are age 73. So the year in which you turn 73 is when you have to take money out. However, if you're born 1960 and later, then it's age 75. Okay. So you've got a lot longer time frame, you know, which can be really good, because you can, you know, for a lot of my clients that were going to take it out earlier, instead what we've been doing is doing Roth conversions of that money and paying the tax now, which they used to under the old law have to pay the tax now.
Yeah.
You know, but now we're just moving it to Roth and making it tax-free for the rest of their life. And, you know, so there are some better options, some benefits for having that wait, but I wouldn't just wait and then take it all out at 73 or 75 because the tax bill is going to be big.
Exactly. That's awesome. That's a great idea. You know, that we're going to have to pay the taxes anyway at, you know, 73, and just do it now. Don't wait. I love it. Good answer. Good answer. Here's another question for you from Renee. And she says, I've heard you mention longevity several times on your show, and I just don't think it applies to me given my family history. If it's not a huge concern, is there a way to set up my money so I can do some fun things while I'm willing and able to do it and yet have a backup plan just in case I live longer than expected?
Well, there is a ton of medical research being done right now that's really kind of, you know, people think AI is a big deal. Well, some of the medical advances in terms of, you know, longevity is huge. And yeah, you know, there's more and more odds that people might be living to 100 or 120 even, you know, and so in a lot of this stuff is in the next 5 to 10 years, a lot of these advancements. So yeah, when I hear people say, oh, you know, I'm not going to live that long. Yeah, everybody always underestimates how long they're going to live for whatever reason. It's kind of odd.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, they'll say everybody else is going to live a long time, but for themselves, they always say it's lower, which... Yeah, I've never really quite figured out the psychology behind that. But yeah. One of the problems is, you know, look, just think about, you know, the toxins in the environment, other things that, you know, your parents and grandparents and, you know, relatives had to live through where you may have not had to live through that much. You know, nowadays we wear seatbelts. Back then we didn't, right?
Yeah.
All that stuff. So there's so many things that have changed over the years. And so, you know, that's one of the things that that people really need to know about and figure out that this is, you know, a different time frame. And then the medical advances are just kind of crazy now. I mean, now, you know, what used to kill you, you take a pill and you're fine. But it might have, you know, shortened your life expectancy a ton in the past. So, yeah, what I would say is always, you know, plan for the longer time frame. Now, you do want to have a fun fund, as I like to call it. You know, so, yeah, you also don't want to be dumb and say, oh, I'm going to wait till I'm 75 or 80 and then finally take all those crazy trips. Well, you know, hiking up to Machu Picchu or, you know, something like that, you're probably not going to do it at those ages. Yeah, you probably want to be a little bit younger when you're doing those types of things. So that's one of the things to be thinking about is, yeah, have a fun fund to do all those things that you want to do. But then also have some money that's going to be guaranteed for the rest of your life. Some money that's going to be there for no matter what happens. And so there's a lot of great, I mean, really great products now after the Fed had raised the rates and, you know, as things have gotten higher interest rates, that's really been a big help because there are a lot of these guaranteed products that are out there. Yeah, can pay you a lot of good income for the rest of your life and without worry about running it out. So, you know, kind of last part about her, you know, her question there was, you know, how do you have a backup plan? Well, if you have that money, it's lasting for the rest of your life. Plus you get Social Security, right? So, you know, if you got kind of two buckets of money that are going to be there for the rest of your life, no matter what, Well, then you can take some of your market money and have that be the fund and, you know, use it from there. So, yeah, with planning, there is a lot of ways to do that. But, you know, again, that's why we do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we figure out that income plan to make sure that money will last for the rest of your life, including the fund. You know, and so lots of times the fund, we may only use it till age 80 or 85, and, you know, 90, 95 probably aren't going to have as much fun. and so we do that. And then, you know, we look at, okay, well, how do I need to change my investments to be able to give me that income? What are the tax ramifications along the way? Obviously healthcare issues. And then lastly, legacy, who gets your stuff when you're gone. So those are the five areas that we always go through. It's totally complimentary, no cost. We'll do actually that first meeting where we talk about, you know, what should you be doing? What changes should you be making? What's your worries and concerns? And then we'll actually go through your and do that analysis, which we used to charge for, but now we're not charging. And we will actually tell you what plan you have right now, where you're headed. And we'll tell you what issues you might have along the way and what things you might want to fix. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I mean, thank you for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, and we're so happy to have you along with us. We're digging into our Wealth Creator mailbag, and here's another question for you, Eric, from Melody. She says, we've been getting a lot of pressure from our neighbor's son to buy life insurance from him. It's causing a lot of friction right now because I'm not sure if it's a huge deal to give him a little business, but my husband wants nothing to do with it. Would it be really bad for us to have a little extra coverage?
Well, you have to be careful what you're investing in and what you're tying up your money for a long time. I mean, life insurance is usually a long, long, long time commitment. Yeah, you
know,
typically either your whole life or at least 20, 30 years of funding. And, you know, what I find, there's a lot of companies out there. Some are named, have World part of their name. Some of them have Prime stuff in their names, but there's a few companies that do this as kind of like a, you know, Tupperware, Avon kind of model where they, you know, get people in there, try to get them to sell their friends and neighbors, and then those people are gone. Often they give some really bad advice. I've had one person one time being told to go buy life insurance. All she had was Roth IRAs, and they said, well, yeah, you can take the money out of your Roth to make it tax-free in life insurance. And she's like, does that make any sense? I said, no, it's already tax-free. Why would, you know, you can't get it more tax-free than tax-free. it was just ridiculous. But that was the only money they had to work with. So they, were recommending her take money out of that because they wanted a commission.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, life insurance can be a great tool if it's used right, if it's funded right, if you really know the good and the bad. Lots of times people only talk about the positives and they can ignore the rest. So, yeah, I would say, you know, have it be a part of your overall holistic plan and make sure it's all tied together. Then it may make sense. But yeah, I wouldn't just do it just because of it's a friend or somebody's neighbor or, you know, whoever, relative. A lot of times you can give them, you know, the sales pitch, give them feedback on it and just tell them it's not right for us right now. And then go get somebody who's actually been doing it for a long time who knows what they're talking about. So, you know, again, if you want to get a little bit more information, you know, you want to set a time to talk, you can talk with me, Eric Heckman. It's be a 15 to 30 minute phone call. Yeah, just set that up and very quick and easy by texting the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We still aren't done yet. Stick around for more from Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with the rest of our show. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, means you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. He's author of the book, Worry Less Wealth. He's giving that away today in his toolbox. So make sure you take advantage of that. Just text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. All right, Eric, we have come to this time in our show where we do success stories, okay? We also do some fails, financial fails, but today we're going to have you tell us about something nice that has happened, a great example that a retiree did something that turned out right. What do you have for us?
Well, this is something that happens now, I would probably guess, almost quarterly, if not monthly. So I've somewhat became an expert at moving people out of the Bay Area. So now, what's happened for so many people is they go, well, you know, my kids aren't around here, or, you know, there's other places I have relatives, or, you know, it could be a lot of stuff, grandkids, maybe in different parts of the country. And so, yeah, lots of times we'll do the math and we'll run the numbers and say, well, yeah, if you sell this house, you can pay off that mortgage. And guess what? Now you don't have a mortgage anymore. You can go buy a new place for cash and lots of other places in the country. And yes, you're going to pay some taxes. So one of the things that we typically do is we do some specialty tax planning right before the client goes in and sells that house. But yeah, for a lot of our clients, it's been really wonderful. You know, I've got one client who just sold her place, and she's Irish. And so she was going to split time between her daughter in Ireland. And then also she's got one in Seattle. And luckily she sold it for so much more than she even planned on that she's going to be able to easily buy a place up in Seattle that, you know, kind of a house where they can add a little, you know, mother-in-law unit or mother unit, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And then she's also going to buy a place in Ireland, just with the proceeds. And without having to have that mortgage anymore, she'll have plenty of other monies, you know, that really frees up that other money, right, just to be able to live on. You know, I had another client that they had a business out here and a chiropractic office, and they were closing that down. They were able to finally, luckily, sell it because they had some troubles for a while. They're trying to find a good buyer. And, you know, they sold their place here. They'd been building a house, custom house out in Florida. And yeah, all the proceeds from that, you know, paid off that place. Now they've got, with some of the extra money, they don't even think they're going to need to touch any of their retirement assets for probably 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Which, you know, is a great way to then let that money build and grow. And we can do some advanced tax planning and some Roth conversions and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, there are ways to, you know, to think about things and change stuff. And, you know, and the nice thing with Zoom and all that, these people can still be my clients anywhere, really, where they end up. So I definitely have a lot more clients, a lot more states, that's for sure. So, and a couple other countries even. So, yeah, I mean, so that's one of the things that, you know, maybe not something you're thinking of. Maybe you said you wanted to stay around here because, of course, we have the great weather. But sometimes maybe it's a grandkid. Maybe it's, you know, your children. Maybe it's just, you know, you met somebody else or whatever. But a lot of times you end up moving. And if you can do it right, if you plan it right, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can get this done, and definitely save all those receipts for when you fix up the house, because, you know, you might need that for your tax records. But again, if you want to get any of our information here, we've got a lot of great downloads, like, will your money last as long as you do? Social Security timing decisions, all sorts of things, like also a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, and even a time to set up a time to talk with me. That's all at the digital toolbox. So, you know, again, you've been listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I'll be back next week. Again, if you want to text to get that toolbox, just text word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.